From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The UN takes up the Syrian ceasefire plan. UN diplomats are considering a Security Council resolution endorsing a U.S. and Russian-backed ceasefire in Syria. Syria's warring parties have until midday Friday to say if they are participating in the cessation of hostilities that is due to begin 12 hours later. U.S. and Russian officials are holding further discussions today on implementing the ceasefire. U.S. President Barack Obama is cautiously optimistic.
We are very cautious about raising expectations on this. The situation on the ground is difficult, but we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened.
The Syrian government has said it will take part, but will continue attacking Islamic State and al-Qaeda-linked terrorists, which are excluded from the ceasefire. The main opposition High Committee for Negotiation says it will participate in the ceasefire for 2 weeks to determine the commitment of the other side. The Prime Minister of Turkey is warning a Syrian Kurdish militia against taking advantage of an upcoming truce in Syria for actions that threaten Turkey's security. Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country will respond to such actions and that Turkey will not be bound by the ceasefire agreement due to be implemented this week. Davutoğlu spoke on Turkish TV on Thursday. Ankara considers the Syrian Kurdish group a terror organization because of its links to Turkey's own Kurdish rebels and has been shelling the militia's positions inside Syria along the border with Turkey. This is VOA News.